Broad Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's episode 83 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. We are here. We're not queer, and we're here to talk about some hockey. How you doing? Got Joe Walker here tonight as a guest. This is Drew Pavsky. Joe Walker, new addition to the Broad Street Bully. We got Jeff DeAngelis as usual, and of course, we got the Doyle. So welcome, Joe. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty well, unlike the Flyers. How are you guys doing?
Good. So this is our first time meeting face-to-face, and he didn't bring a knife, as far as I can tell. We didn't check his backpack, but we had the dog sniff it. It was okay.
I'm saving the best for last.
There we go. At least get the episode out. You know, let me get the auto post up and upload the show, and I edit it real quick. Then you can cut me. And I can read a statement to the camera if you want in your language or my language, and then you can cut my head off. Because I used to be a Christian or something. I don't know. Whatever the current events are. You know, it happens.
It's broadcast live on Al Jazeera.
What a start.
Yeah, that can always be okay. Yeah. Your friends are listening. It's like, what the hell are they making you do over there, man?
Is that reporter guy still alive?
I don't know. Which one? The one of hundreds that have been
the one that got abducted and is like reporting news for ISIS now.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
That could be really interesting to talk about, you know, especially because the Flyers are now growing. Nothing. So since we last left you, we had the wonderful Josh Carter on last week.
James Foley.
Yeah.
James Foley.
He has a date of death, so.
Oh, no. It was somebody that was with him.
Oh. Well, anyway, James Foley's dead.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
It was in Syria, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a parkour accident.
Oh, okay, good. In Syria, wow. What,
yeah.
Well, the sand there.
That was ISIS. They love parkour. Ninja Warrior, number one.
Actually they do. Or watch some of their recruitment videos. They're always like doing like super like hero stuff. Like they're always like jumping over walls and like climbing.
A standing backflip. He gets two jihads.
No, seriously, if you watch the recruitment videos for a lot of these like Al Qaeda and ISIS groups, like they're really like it's all of it. It's trying to like attract kids.
I can't say that. Oh no, I get it. Yeah. Watched recruitment videos for ISIS, so
I have. Not like in a weird way, just like yeah. You watch documentaries.
So
on
are you being recruited?
No, they wouldn't want me.
No,
I'm American,
I just
I'm fat,
them.
And I don't believe in God.
Can they you would find them on Backpage?
No, you cannot. We inundated Joe with Backpage before the show started, so that's we're trying to bring him in right, guys, because we don't want anyone just join the crew. It's a very specific crew of dirtbags, and Joe is slowly working his way to that point. So Flyers, we last left you with Josh Carter on last week. We beat, as they call it, the Gwins.
The Gwins.
And we were like, okay, good, the Flyers, you know, because like have something to play for.
We beat the farts out of them.
Yeah, well, out of most of us. And then Thursday, 6-2 drubbing by the New Jersey Devils.
Wasn't even close.
Sunday night, thriller, 4-3 overtime win over the Hurricanes. And then last night, a 3-2 loss, which it should have been 3-1. We scored with, like, what, 6 seconds left, 2 seconds left?
Yeah, it was
left.
Like a meaningless
3-2 against the Winnipeg
Jets. It was Matt
Reed.
Yeah.
So the Flyers are going to win every other game and everyone else lose every other game. Just still maybe have a chance in the playoffs.
They didn't lose ground last night, though.
They could have gained it. They needed to really, like, do well on this road trip.
What are they, 7 points back?
Yeah. I want to say 7.
But really, it's like
I think their magic number is 13 or something like that.
Yeah.
They don't own any other
And they don't have any tiebreakers.
Yeah, they need to like get 13, but also have other teams not get like many more points.
Yeah,
they sound lose. They sound very defeated.
So the absolutely. Season's over.
Yeah, pretty
and
much. How about
let's
that
move
draft.
To the off season?
Yeah, it's gonna be a long. You thought summer series last year was long with the we had a playoff series.
We're gonna start doing our season recaps next week, probably.
Yeah. Now we gotta find out. You know, we're fighters here. We're fighters here. That's what we do. So anything to say about that Devils game? Anyone want to chime
one.
In?
I didn't watch it, but...
You got lucky.
Yeah.
Had a indoor soccer game, and we got absolutely annihilated 14-7, and I can guarantee you it wasn't as bad as that.
Oh, okay. That works. Joe, did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. Unfortunately, it was probably one of the most demoralizing losses of the season.
There's been a couple of those, too. Like you can say the most, but really, that could be hyperbole.
It's been
there's
twice.
Been quite
well,
a few.
It's funny.
Yeah,
like,
against the Devils.
There's two. There's been two scenarios where it's like, even against the Jets last night. With the Devils, it was like they have half of their AHL roster up.
Yes.
They're on a 10-game losing streak.
There's nothing going in. They were starting Kincaid.
Yeah.
There's no Marty Brodeur
anymore. Backup?
You should probably be able to beat them.
Muster enough something. And they didn't
something.
Just...
Nice voice.
I mean, I will say that one thing about the Pittsburgh game the night before, since it was a back-to-back, crushing them 4-0, it did look like most of the lines out there were pushing hard. And of course, as a huge Flyers fan, I'm always going to try to defend or come up with a reason for getting our ass beat so badly.
Because we had to explain it away. Like, oh, you know, well, they only did that, you know, because you know they were in a lot of pain. You know, that's why they got back on the drugs. You know, the back pain and like the surgery. Like, okay, yeah, but they're still need
it's
to
not
like
Mike
fix
Richards.
The problem.
It's a bunch of Mike Richards.
But
it's an addiction.
No, the Devils loss was just. You couldn't really point out anything right.
Baffling, too, because, like, Devils didn't look that great.
No.
But the Flyers hung with them for, like, what, a period and a half?
Yeah.
I think it all went off the rails.
Taylor Hall's...
Peter Forsberg, Mason.
Yeah, so hard that he cramped his leg up. That was awesome.
Yeah, I missed that part of the game.
It was bad for us.
I thought he died.
Yeah, what was I doing third? I don't even know. Not that you guys care, but I
totally thought he blew out his hamstring.
Yeah.
What did I do on Thursday
night? I mean, he needed two guys to help him off the ice.
Who cramps like that so randomly?
A lot of football players do.
Not like he was getting overworked.
It's just a cramp. They're back out there in like two more plays.
LeBron James did in the finals.
And then, of course, you have Michael Neuwirth come back in, and the first shot on net on him, he lets it.
Went in.
Can't wait to have him for the next 2 years.
Yeah, like, oh, man.
We'll see.
Draft.
The expansion draft.
Las Vegas.
For the love of God.
Everybody's on the
team's
going to Las Vegas. Yeah. Can't wait.
And after that, we had the wonderful game on Sunday versus Carolina on Sunday.
Yeah,
that was it. Right?
I was there.
Yeah, so
that was fun.
So yeah, honestly, they were like,
I was in the Cadillac.
They were playing great, and I know Doyle was there. So he was bragging about
special,
as he is right now. I know Joe was there. Couldn't afford a meal, but I still got to get the good seats.
Yeah, exactly.
That meant when he was like, Jesus Christ. To pay off Ed Snyder's funeral expenses with that goddamn place.
Yeah, man, I ate the Carolina girl once. It was expensive.
My friend was talking to the lady who was like checking our ticket in, and he was like talking to her about like the Cadillac girl. He's like, I just want to say first off, he's like, I'm a middle class citizen.
You go pile.
It's like, I have no business being in here.
You go your buddy pile.
Yeah.
You just have to pretend like you belong.
I really enjoyed the fact that when Jeff and I went, because we got those tickets from your dad's work all the time.
Loaded tickets?
No, this is back in the worst season ever.
Oh.
So like we're just going in there because they're giving away tickets at his dad's work because people don't want to go for business stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's
we're
all like contractors
into, like,
and stuff that don't use
like
their business
tickets. Like stained jeans, like Flyers jerseys. Like, you know, we just drank a bunch of beers for it because we weren't even 21 yet.
There's like people at dinner who are like in suits.
Yeah.
We just come in like dirty jeans and a Flyers jersey, shit face.
Like, woo, we just smoked a cigar in the parking lot. We went to Holtz. What's up, bitch? No, we weren't like that. We weren't that bad. No. Everything else. Jeff and I were slightly less vocal back then. We still said some things.
No, we had fun. We were there when Scott Hartnell drove that guy's face into the dashers.
Andrew Albert's face?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was good. I was like, oh, well, I hope we never get him on our team.
Damn it.
But, you know, it's okay. They lost a lot. And the Flyers, when you guys went to the game, I figured, oh, wait, they were playing real well. My coworker's at the game. She's like, I'm so happy. I haven't been to a game they won in a while. Because she, like, has to see the tickets and always sells them. She picks always the worst game. You guys go. I'm like, okay, good. That's good karma. They start losing. I'm about to be like, all right, Joe and Doyle can't go to a game. And then it turns out it was Braden Schenn with an awesome power move by Cooch to set it up in the overtime. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Cooch sucks, so I'm glad he actually got a goal for once. That's what his first goal in, like, 5 years or something like that. I don't know. I'm following Flyers Twitter. I didn't get to watch it.
I like the new nickname he has, Secondary Assist Couturier.
I texted you guys immediately. I was like, the secondary assist man strikes again.
Yeah, he gets a lot of hate. He's playing a lot better, though.
Yeah, he is.
Because he doesn't have to – he's not getting matchups. All the matchups are going to Philpla.
Yeah,
true.
So Kuz gets to play against worse players. Surprise, he plays better. Like, what happens when Giroux plays against worse players? He looks better.
Yeah, look at his plus-minus rating at home versus away.
Exactly. It's all about matchups, man. Giroux stinks too much if he gets matched up. You know?
Yeah, well, you're a one-line team. You can't really.
They are really hitting this hip surgery hard, though.
Him and Ghost apparently all of a sudden are catching their second win.
Do they have people that have to order season tickets soon?
The season ticket ordering is already done, isn't it?
They've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my calls already.
I got my emails. I was like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get you to buy for next year. They'll be like, well, it was only a hip problem. It'll be back next year.
Can you promise me Vanderbilt you will leave? I will book for the next 5 seasons right now.
If the fans boycotted the Flyers games if Chris Vanderbilt didn't get signed next summer,
how bad would you make that think him felt?
If
that would be the greatest thing.
If they took the captaincy away from him for Drew O'Gave it to Vanderbilt, everyone's like, oh, Simmons is going to get it. We're going to be happy.
It'll
like,
be
nope.
A seamless transition. Claude, yeah. Chris, C, coincidence.
That was too many C
Book
words
it.
For me.
Ugh. Hashtag controversy.
if Chris Vandevelde does get re-signed, I mean,
I quit.
We have to. Dave Haxtell has to go, right? I mean, even though that wouldn't be a Dave Haxtell decision.
They should just move the Flyers and just bring us Las Vegas.
Haxtell will be the only man that lobbies to keep him here, I would imagine.
Move the Flyers to Hartford and bring Las Vegas to Philadelphia.
The old Whale Tailors.
I like the Whalers. They called me in my Tinder days. I was a whaler. Man the harpoons.
Did you see the Flyers signed college prospect Mark Friedman?
Yeah.
Yes.
Son of NHL analyst Elliot Friedman.
Yes.
Yeah.
They right. believe.
Well, right, hold on, Joe. If you're going to be on the show, you can't just be like, you know, Pierre McGuire with your dumb skin. You're going to be like, all right, you know, he played college hockey in
Bowling
University
Green.
Of North Dakota.
Yeah, actually, it was
he
Bowling
wasn't Bowling Green.
No,
Jesus Christ, get him out.
They're saying the Flyers are stocking up on Phantoms defense.
I will haze you.
Expecting to lose some of them next year.
Oh, so you're
how
saying
are they
going to
do that
they
when they're
going to
re-sign Michael Delzato?
God damn it.
That would make Jeff so unhappy. He'd be like doing Darth Vader. No.
Because you know why? It'll be one of those things where like free agency opens and then Haxtell will just be like, oh my God, I got outbid myself.
But you know what you say? Everyone understand, free agency isn't free. There's a hefty fucking fee.
There's a hefty fucking fee. No, like, so if they wait and it's like 3 months in and Delzato still doesn't have a team, yeah, you can sign him for like pennies and make him like a seventh defenseman.
I would be down to sign him just
but
as
there's
a,
no reason like on day one of free agency.
Brandon Manning
is
your seventh
up.
Defenseman.
Delzato's like
would
the,
you really want B-Man's over?
What? Oh, Michael, was Delzato. That? What was
over.
That?
I like Delzato being like if we get him for cheap. Also, he's been a young guy who's been up and down. He's like a Dean Martin song, you know? He's always, like, you know, going to have
yeah, right
fly
now,
high April, shot down in May. He's that kind of guy.
Delzato's making $3.8 million. I mean,
there is absolutely no
way. I'm taking it for that money.
4.25, yeah. though. He deserves a raise, right?
Oh, my God.
That great man. You know what?
You know why, though?
Was
the man
so
bun
well with
Radko
Gudas.
The
man bun?
The man bun. The
yeah, when he was in the gym working out. Oh, God damn.
Sam Morin makes, like, $900. Let's talk about that.
Yeah,
but Sam Morin, he's more of a project pick, you know. We're still waiting for him to develop.
That's true. He is a genetic mutant, though.
Oh, my God, he's so huge.
He's a gigantic man.
Yeah.
He would easily be a Netflix Marvel-like special.
He gets $500,000 for every foot of him.
Honestly, I mean, we're going to – I think we'll see at least one of them move up. Maybe Sanheim, maybe Morin.
I will literally quit following the team if there's not one of them.
No,
it has
no you
to.
Won't.
They have to have
Jeff, you can't quit. You can't quit over something like that. You got to quit over if they don't put rainbow tape on their sticks. Or
you're
like,
right,
they
that's
don't sell.
True.
That's a real reason to quit the team.
Hockey's apparently not for everyone.
Shots fired.
They have to have two. This is their year. They're going – they have five unrestricted free agents, three restricted free agents. And then after that, I mean, you're looking at next year, three, the following year, five. This offseason is the year to pull up the young guys.
Yeah. This is the offseason to sign TJ Oshie to an astronomical contract.
Also,
I did bring that up on Twitter today.
Well, also, you figure these young guys have a nice little long playoff run. You know, God forbid they don't get out early, but I really think they're going to have a good playoff run. They're one of the best teams in the AHL. And they can go on a little
Richards
run ski,
win
get a little
the Calder this, Cup.
Well, that
did.
The year in 06 to 07, during our worst year, Richards, Carter, Umberger were like the core of that young that Phantoms team, and they had some older guys too. And like what you say about Umberger, whatever, he was good when he was younger. He was a good top nine winger slash center, mostly
yeah.
center, but like he was good.
Yeah.
And when he was younger, and like he moved up, and he was a part of the team. And like yeah, he said the Montreal series, like in 2008, was magical in that.
What
and
if
him and Bjorn both had like career series?
What if Haxtell got Oshie to appease Flyers fans?
I'd be like, oh shit!
But he traded Ooh. Ghost to do it
to get Oshie.
How would that make you feel on the inside?
Me?
I
wouldn't. Honestly, I like Gosses Bear. I've said that I always have to like, you know, it's always like, listen, I'm not racist, but listen, I love Gosses Bear, but we need we have a
what
need.
Are you getting for Gosses Bear?
Picks.
What, TJ Oshie?
First
you're just gonna trade him to the Capitals?
He's
yeah,
a free agent.
Up,
why not? It's a hypothetical situation. How would
right.
you feel?
All right, Shane, we're gonna trade you to the Capitals and
for
then
a free agent.
yeah.
It'll most likely never happen, but
what
well,
if
fun to muse about it.
TJ Oshie's a free agent. After this year.
Yeah, and that's also assuming that Washington doesn't re-sign
What if
him.
You trade Oshie's rights for Gosses Bear's rights?
Right.
That's true.
Hmm.
Now, that to me, have a need.
Civil rights.
We have a need for that. And if that's the case, you give Delzato a discount, keep him up, and bring a young guy up or two. I mean, yeah. I don't know. There are options.
Flyers
there.
Can't keep them all.
Do you notice how we didn't even get to this? Like, we didn't even get really past breaking down the second game of this week, and we're already talking about what ifs because we're that. We're just like, no, what?
Who wants to? Yeah, why?
We have like senioritis with the seniors right now. It's like, I just want to look forward to graduation and get the hell out of here and wait next year.
Well, there's not a lot
girls in my college dorm.
I'm thinking about October right now.
Yeah. There's not a lot to talk about.
Fuck,
the Jets.
I'll be 28 in October. Jesus Christ.
The Jets were another one where they're out of playoff contention. Half their lineup was AHL players.
Oh, yeah, here
was still managed to look terrible.
You want
to
go over the Jets? The Jets had a goalie who hasn't played in
two months.
His goals against average was 4. they had, what, like 3 call-ups for defensemen or something like that?
Yeah,
and they were on a 5-game losing streak.
Yeah.
God damn it. So, Flyers are slump busters.
And who we lose to?
The Jets?
God damn it.
As you were.
I don't like this.
No. They also, during the broadcast last night, they were like, a lot of people probably think his last name was pronounced by Fuglian because they didn't know who he was.
There's a fat 13-year-old kid at a Famous game one day that yelled at him from the crowd and made him go meh to him. My claim to not fame.
That, and we got Seth Jones to look at us.
Yeah.
Yes.
That section I'll always remember is the little kids will grow up going like, yeah, when I was younger, the Flyers games are crazy. Like, good thing they don't want any people in to drink anymore. Like, maybe like in the future when he's an adult, he'll look back on that day and like said, yeah, that guy said he went to trade your room and he was the best player on the team. I don't understand why he said that.
Oh my God.
Literally looked at his friend and like shook his head and looked
back. Did you look at Flyers Twitter last night though, by any chance?
No, I did not. I've been out.
Not really.
The rumblings have began. Maybe it's time to part ways with the Mr. Claude Giroux.
This has been going on for like months.
Oh, I know, but they ramped up. I saw like 4 or 5 people tweeting about
it. There's assholes calling on the Fanatic a few years ago, calling for Trina Giroux. Well, one asshole.
That's why I've...
And it was...
that was
he's in this room.
I went ahead and followed up with
asshole.
What are the buyout penalties if we get rid of Giroux?
Oh, my God. That'd be over like 8 years, I think.
It'd be a lot of years.
If he actually does some strengthening of his body and works on like being healthy, he will be fine next year.
This is the first offseason he didn't get to like train
and
work out.
He's in decline.
He was in rehab the whole summer.
He's done.
It took like hundreds of years for the Roman Empire to fall.
Done.
He's done.
He's not done.
No.
But Ryan Dunn is. That's besides the point.
That's true.
It's like a topical reference from like 5 years ago. 6 years ago at this point.
He was driving his Porsche.
I just really...
He has no Porsche.
I just don't understand, like, honestly, yes, he does need to work on, like, staying healthy and, like, actually getting to train this, but he also, he needs some freaking other people to take off the slack so he's not, like, doing it all by himself.
Right.
Yeah.
And Filppula, if he stays with the team, will provide that next year, and we add maybe, I don't know, Konechny will hopefully get better.
And
Simmons and Voracek will stay the same, and Voracek's been a little streaky
this
year.
And you have the possibilities of...
don't say TJ Oshie.
No.
Okay.
I was going to say Oscar Lindbaum coming over.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. True.
So, in order to jumpstart the offense, Dave made some changes at practice today. Matt Reed is now on the top line with Drew
Showcase.
Voracek.
What about
looking
Jordan
at you,
Wheel?
Vegas.
Hold on. The second line stays the same. Shen, Coots, and Weiss, because Dale Weiss has a roster spot.
And Sean, that's the
scored,
best.
By accident.
That's the Flyers'
line. I think he will be a lot better next year.
Yeah,
I really do.
You know
the team
what?
Hasn't played well. We can't
that
blame it on
25 cents will get you a gumball.
Yeah, well, if you're following the Flyers' Twitter, I'm pretty sure Vegas is going to have 5 picks from our team. So,
it's true. They're going to take
it's
everybody.
It's going to be Dale Weiss, yeah. Matt Reed,
Andy McDonald,
and Michael Neuwirth, and maybe Michael Ralph.
You always overvalue certain players on your team. You always undervalue most of them. Like there are plenty of players on the team that people would like, but it just depends on like.
Wheel got bumped down to Filppula's line with Simmons, and the most baffling one was Konechny is now on the wing with Van de Velde and Belmar.
Yeah.
He's probably because he's the only one that can create scoring chances with them.
Yeah, but.
Well, dude, Weiss, Belmar,
did you watch
and
the 2-on-1 with Belmar and Nick Schultz? Oh, my God.
What was that, no Jets game?
It was so uncomfortable.
I didn't watch it.
They were so far and away into the zone, and everybody from the Jets caught up before Schultz got his shot off.
Do you remember when Schultz had a breakaway? I think it was either this year or
he's
last
so
year.
So bad.
Belmar. He said he had no idea what to do.
He played 1,000 games, but he's like a defensive defenseman. So he has no idea what to do.
Yeah.
Belmar and Vandevelde have been trained so much in this quote-unquote shutdown line that if they had a wide-open net, they wouldn't know what to do with it.
They're not even good shutdown players.
They would clear the puck.
Belmar can a little bit, kind of. He can score a little bit. A little bit. He's our assistant captain, all right, guys?
Vandevelde scored once.
Vandevelde scored like twice last year. Yeah.
I will
Jeff
say
predicted one.
One thing interesting on Cap Friendly, in regards to Matt Reed at least, is that he is UFA this offseason. Yeah. So
if he dies, his contract comes off the book.
He's got 1 year left.
He 18. Does have 1 year left. Yes. 3.625, dude.
It's only a 3.5 salary, so they could save $125,000 if they sign him with Vegas. Hey guys, come on now.
Flyers can also take salary back to move him if they need to.
What's how they beat it? They gave him 2.5 base salary with
$500,000 signing bonus.
And there was four the last next.
Do you really
want
to listen? If you trade Andy McDonald, you're going to have to take at least half.
I am.
And if you're
going to
take
okay
at least half, you might as well just buy him out.
They're not taking Andrew McDonald.
There's no way. 8 years instead of
Andy McDonald's buyout isn't 8 years, is it?
He has three years, so six. He has 3 years left on his contract.
Yeah, he has 3 years left on his contract, $5 million a year.
So you're six at 2.5 instead of just trading him for three at 2.5.
Yeah, but who's going to trade for him? That's another problem.
Has been a top four defenseman.
That is true.
Career,
he is our best defenseman in Las Vegas. If you're listening.
Jesus Christ, if he doesn't go anywhere, we have three more seasons with the guy.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Dude, did you see him last night? Like, he got the puck behind the net and, like, rocketed a pass out to one of the
Jordan
forwards.
Wheel or?
Like maybe Jordan Wheel.
Our own half boards.
Yeah, like, rocketed to him. It, like, bounced off Wheel's stick and the Jets took it and scored.
And Wheel
like,
wasn't
Jordan Wheel, the turnover! What are you doing?
It was like, it's having DeSean Jackson go up for a pass and Kevin gets clobbered, but Kevin Cobb tosses up to him and he gets like, why didn't DeSean catch it?
It's like
we'll have to have him out to dry.
Why is he so angry passing it from behind his net?
And Wheel was barely moving. It's the strength, you know.
Andy McDonald
with,
got beat a couple times last night.
People with the mental problems, you know, they have like the really good strength sometimes. You know,
yeah, no, naturally, yeah.
McDonald.
Yeah, oh man, he's here forever. He's never going to leave.
What if he bought himself out?
Retires? So here's the buyout numbers. Yeah, it's pretty lengthy. Until 2024, they'd be paying him.
But the cap hit would only be less than
it gets
two after
less
the
and
year.
Less. It's no more than, well, it's 3.5 this one.
If you buy him
oh,
out.
No. Look, is this the cap hit?
No, the cap
that's
hit's on the far
right.
Yeah, so the highest it gets is 2. So would you sacrifice $2 million for the next 10 years?
I might, but the thing is, Hextall probably wouldn't.
No. That's an awful idea. At least Umberger
yeah,
goes
took
away
him,
after this year.
Yeah, Umberger had like 50 games without a goal, and it took him a year and a half to finally say, oh, I'm going to buy him out. I can't take this anymore.
I've given it all she's got, Captain. Yeah.
I mean, one possibility you have with Andrew McDonald is looking back last year with Hackstall's decision to basically keep him in Lehigh Valley while we were still paying him for basically the entire year, then bringing him up this year. That's what made everybody confused, but we have the reasoning of Las Vegas. If he doesn't, in fact, go to Las Vegas, what's to say next year we don't just send him back to Lehigh Valley?
I don't know, man.
That's a good point.
Will be cap savings, right?
You know, well, the way it works,
$50,000.
Yeah, the way it works now is that's the max for, so they can't bury contracts.
But you can still that pays Sam Morin.
You know, like after watching Hackstall in his post game interviews, like he's never willing to throw anybody under the bus. So like he's never actually going to say that Andy McDonald stinks. So maybe like maybe this season it was just to showcase him in hopes that Vegas would take him. Vegas isn't that desperate. I don't think anyone's that desperate.
They might be.
So maybe he'll just be. Someone's got to replace the defenseman. The Flyers are going
to
call up next year. So
what if they trade him
Andy to just go on down.
Mike Keenan's team in China? Are they allowed to do that?
To the KHL? We're going to trade you leagues?
Yeah.
That's how bad
what
he
China's
is.
What China's doing is awful. We can't trade him there.
Trade Andy McDonald and Mike Keenan's team for Chinese English Dictionary.
No, I don't want that. Because they're learning English over there in rapid numbers because they love the business over here.
That's smart.
No, actually, you can go there and teach English and you get paid to live there and get paid decent money to just go like, explore the world. It's pretty cool, actually. A lot of countries do that, but China especially because of the amount of international business they do.
Right.
And English is the language of international business. No, why? Because we win the wars and we got the fucking bombs. Also, Europe Europe colonized a lot of the world, and England being the lead colonizer of most of those things.
Yeah, plus they have that wall.
What, China?
Yeah, the Great Wall.
The Great Wall.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a Great Wall in America soon, and that's apparently that'll show you. The construction's already begun.
That'll show them.
Yeah.
30,000 cement mixers are on borders right now.
And it's a bunch of Italian and Irish guys from South Philly going, Jesus Christ.
It's a bunch of illegal.
It's a union job. Pick up a bag.
It's a bunch of illegal Italian and Irish immigrants building the wall to keep out Mexican immigrants.
But how they got here, we don't know. They just were stowaways from a ship in 1915.
I am stunned there has not been a Cold War reference in this yet.
Oh, well, Joe.
Don't.
Au contraire, mon frère.
Don't.
I was just getting that. So England was
son
probably the
bitch.
Biggest superpower until America dropped both atomic bombs on Japan to keep Russia from invading Japan at the end of World War II. We went to, hey, listen, Tsar War, stay out of it. We got to be the big guys. But doing that, they became the biggest superpower. End of World War II, Soviet Union becomes the biggest superpower in Europe. And leads to the Cold War.
All right, you guys want to watch Jerome again? Look at Husky with Pat Maroon.
He's a stretch.
Shut up, pussy.
Oh yeah, sure.
All right, you guys slide me.
I'll slide you.
This is pretty awesome.
Maroon's taking it to him early on,
and then here comes
Yoinks. What, Rose Goob? My face hurts.
Maroon looks like he's in pain.
Yeah, Maroon's trying to hang on. Dude, Aginla switched hands like a pro.
Yeah.
He's like 45, too. This is a pretty good fight for him.
Well, Aginla's got a lot of upper body strength. He's a big dude. They don't call him a power forward for nothing.
I didn't know he could still fight like this. I didn't know he could fight at all,
NBA?
Actually.
Power forward? NBA?
Well, Pat Maroon's being a dick. Oh, yeah. You gotta put him out to pasture sometimes.
Yeah, Pat Maroon can easily beat up on Brandon Manning, but... Well, not Jerome Aginla, a man who's twice Brandon Manning's age.
Yeah. Jerome Aginla is probably saying that. You're going to learn today. learn today.
What's that say for Brandon Manning? That you got, yeah, Pat Maroon got
Brandon
beat up
Manning's,
by a 45-year-old man.
Brandon Manning's smaller.
Brandon Manning's scouting report was, he's pretty good at fighting. That's
oh, my
about
God.
It.
They were waiting for this every game last year. They were like, you know Brandon Manning, now he does like to fight. We're going to wait to see that from him. They kept like amping him up. It's like, all right, guys, we get it. It's like the propaganda department for the Flyers. He likes to fight. Yeah. He's got a life in Philadelphia. It's like, no, we don't.
HockeyFights.com rated that 67.9% in favor of Aginla.
Yeah, I think he got the bigger shots than that, you know?
Now, where's the search bar so I can find
probably
Maroon
the top
versus Manning?
Speaking of Brandon Manning, did you guys see at practice him and... Dale Weiss refused to talk to reporters because of Sam Carcitti's article yesterday about how dull they played last night.
No,
really? Sam Carcitti is
the worst.
Him and Tim Panaccio like battle each other for who can be a worse Flyer reporter.
But I think Carcitti
most outrageous claims.
Yeah, exactly.
Carcitti can be like all right sometimes, but he's not as bad as Panaccio.
Yeah.
Today he just said we need to trade the core of this team.
That's true. He did say that.
All right.
Which makes sense.
Panaccio has a freaking mullet.
Can I just...
And that was making me so angry last night that was happening. And it was on television.
Okay. Can I rescind my Sandoval Carcitti as you guys were, please?
He was all post-gaming it like, I, blink, 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 have a mullet.
He look like a bitch.
Yes, thoughts. He did.
If okay. you can find any, like, of the panel videos of post-game last night.
They have nothing else to talk about. So that's why they're just coming up with ridiculous things. Like, what do they want to say? Like, we don't agree with Hackstall's decisions. Like, that's not going to get them anywhere.
It might fire up Flyers Twitter, though, which is
important. No, because you know why? Like, a bunch of the reporters were like, oh, my God. What, Claude, have the Flyers quit on this season yet? And he's like, what kind of question is that? Like, we still have 16 games, you assholes.
Steve Mason definitely gave a nice response last night, too, basically saying that nobody in front of him helped.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but they were talking about how he hung him out to dry.
And they're probably not going to sign him. He's fuck this. He's like,
funny,
I don't blame him.
Yeah, why would he hold any punches, though? Like,
the Flyers probably could have said the same thing to him earlier in the season. Yeah, they probably could have won this game tonight, but our goalie sucks. So,
hold on, Danny Dacre over here is too busy having kids and shit to really save a puck.
Dude, that's true, though.
Beat it, Buster.
You figure you don't have a contract. You're probably not coming back because the team hasn't even talked to you or your agent. So, like... why not just blast him?
I find that insane. The amount of work that he's done for this team and the relationship that he's built in this city, that they won't even be willing to pick up the phone and call his agent.
No, but dude, this is the same. It's a business, man. It's like it's the same team that gave a verbal promise to Simone Gagné we'd sign you. Then to try that. It was Dan Cleary, a fucking tryout instead of Simone Gagné.
Yeah,
Gagné would have been way more effective.
after they traded back for Simone Gagné and he played pretty decently on the third line.
And he like
and they had they needed scoring depth in the absolute worst way.
And they're like, yeah, we'll just we'll sign you. Okay, good. And like you just sat there like I'm not feeling any offers. Not saying there were any, but like he did get to play the Bruins afterwards until his papa died.
Right.
And like I don't know, Why did you have to say it like that?
Papa.
This is papa.
It's very sad for him. I mean, like, not playing hockey.
That's tough.
It is tough. You know, but it is what it is. It's a business, man.
I wish Steve Mason the best. I was a Steve Mason apologist his entire career here.
I believe we all were.
We've all defended him.
Yeah, us and Sarah Baker.
And that's about it.
Sarah Baker and us.
Sarah Baker does a lot worse. Speaking of former Flyers, do you want to watch Max Talbot die?
Yes.
I don't want to watch him die, but sure.
Well, he doesn't.
I'll watch it.
He gets hit pretty hard.
Let's talk about Easter eggs.
Ha ha. Okay, ready? Here's a quick. Get ready. See if you can catch it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
right?
Goodness.
Hey. So, he's down. Looks not too terrible.
Where's he playing right now?
Russia. KHL.
He's not playing NHL anymore?
No. So, it doesn't look too terrible, right? Hold on. Let's check out the replay.
Elbow!
Wait, how's the other guy bleeding?
Elbow right in the jaw?
There was a huge line brawl after this, and there's two fights. Here's a nice...
That was the bottom of the elbow and like the forearm. No, I'm sorry, the upper like tricep hit him right in the face.
What you guys missed in the middle was the gigantic line brawl.
Oh, wow.
Where everybody was fighting.
They do fight in Russia. I guess that glasnost and perestroika in the 80s really got them to American ideas.
You had to start it, didn't you?
I didn't do nothing. Hey, blame the new guy, all right?
So, yeah. Max Talbot got a...
Joe, do you like the Cold War references?
I do. Because I know absolutely... God damn it.
Jeff is... Look at Jeff's over this happy.
Jeff is finally like, it's not me.
It's like when I was... And I was always like the butt end of the fat jokes, and Shanghai got kind of fat, our buddy Shanghai, and all our friends like started making fun of him being fat, and I was just like, he looked at me and said, fuck up. I'm like, dude, I've been saving these up for years because I've had all this pent-up anger about it. I still eat my feelings.
That actually felt a lot worse than I imagined it was going
to. It sucks, doesn't it?
Got you right in the sack.
Yeah, there's sometimes like Drew will ask us stuff on here, and I'm always hesitant to answer because...
Yeah. What do you guys think of last night's game? And I was like, no.
Well.
No.
Guys, it's a podcast. You got to talk. Like, no, we don't. No, we don't.
Nope.
You want to play this one, too? We're a video podcast tonight. Come
let's
at
see,
you.
Let's
sponsored
see
by YouTube.
I don't know what's going to come up on the sound, but let's see what happens. No sound.
It's just silent.
It's just a video of Crosby getting Ryan O'Reilly right in the nutsack with
his
stick.
He wasn't assessed a penalty for that.
And he was behind him, too. There was no stick in his like range of motion.
The puck is off the screen as well.
Yeah, but to be fair, that's payback for the Tim Hortons that Ryan O'Reilly hit.
Crosby's family had founder stock at a Tim Hortons.
Didn't Crosby...
Oh, look at his legs just like go together. Like,
oh,
ooh.
Yeah, dude, that hurts.
Didn't Crosby get his teeth knocked out after this?
I believe later in the game, yes, he did get his teeth knocked out with a high stick. But it was probably the ones...
No, it's a video right there.
It was probably the ones that... Oh, it was probably the ones that Hatcher knocked out before.
Look at his stick up in the air like he was shot on the grassy knoll.
Yeah.
I'm sure it actually hurt, though. I'm not going to come
out. No, really, if it was hard enough to knock out teeth, it's got to be pretty bad.
There was a video.
And look, Evander Kane's like, I don't get charged with assault. I get off on that shit.
It's a thug life.
There's a video on Flyers Twitter today with the Modern Warfare, like, glitch headshot.
Yeah, the sniper.
It just shows Crosby come in and then, bam, headshot.
Dude, he... I don't know if Kane was...
Oh, he actually was going
for... He actually tried to get his stick.
He was going for the stick, yeah.
He got the stick, too. But watch him throw his head back.
How?
Like, you're at a point in the game where your team's winning and the other team has an empty net. You don't need to throw your head back and throw the stick up in the air.
No, but I'm sure it actually hurt
and
that
pretend
bad.
Like you're dying.
I will defend Crosby on this one. I'm pretty sure it hurts pretty bad.
Yeah, let's try and knock your teeth out real quick.
Yeah.
No, I don't want
to. We'll use this Jean-Clair bobblehead from the Fams
like going
game.
To
Here, bite this puck real quick for the 04 Flyers Wives Carnival puck.
Bite down on this piece of leather.
At the same time, he did deserve it,
do work for you.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean,
absolutely.
Whatever.
From the nutshot.
Nutshots. Why do you have a picture of... Why is your cover photo for your Twitter outdated Christmas movie?
Oh, my God. Shut up.
What? Because I brought up a good point. Christmas Vacation. Shitter's full. Why is that your thingy?
Oh man, I'm trying to find the Crosby video.
It's been removed, guys, I guess, you know, because of things.
Stupid.
You keep scrolling. You keep scrolling through people's links to YouTube. It's not embedded. Go up a little bit.
Call of Duty goats.
That's so stupid.
You're the only one that's finding that funny right
Fuck
now.
You guys.
Jeff likes goats.
I'm done with this.
Oh my god.
You know, let's say I'm the goat of Cold War references. That means greatest of all time ever. Heard of it. Yeah. Kind of a big deal.
Scapegoat.
Greatest of all time. You ever heard of it?
Yeah, you ever heard these things that happen on a daily basis? So, I mean, is there any point talking about the upcoming Flyers games this week? I mean, really, I mean, I'm going to watch them.
I'll throw out an interesting stat.
Yeah, I'm
going to
watch
today real quick.
A real stat or a Jeff stat?
Real stat.
Okay. Yeah, factual.
If the Flyers goalies had average NHL save percentages, the Flyers would have 7 to 13 more points right now.
Nice.
Oh.
I agree with that. They would absolutely be a contending playoff team, I think. Yeah.
And if Drew's Corsi was better, we'd probably be cup winners by now.
That's true.
Because Corsi
is
terrible.
I still think it's so funny that people are just like, we just need to trade Drew. We get a nice package for him. It's like, dude, you're going to get... Just look at the Dion Phaneuf trade. That's what you're getting.
Corsi is the Flyers, is like the farmer's almanac of winning cups forecasts. Like, oh, well, it's going to snow on this day most likely, you know, so win a cup. Corsi, yeah,
wouldn't
same
this
thing.
Be a huge elaborate ploy? They'll trade Giroux to the Coyotes and get Luke Shen back.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
I'd be so happy if Fat Luke came.
That's what they wanted all along.
He's got a great chin.
I don't think a lot of people on Flyers Twitter realize that Claude Giroux has a no-trade clause that goes until, I believe, 2021,
I call it a no-trade Claude.
Doesn't matter.
And he has to approve wherever he goes.
Yeah.
So,
but if, let's say he was going to, like, a cup team.
Like yeah, the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, who could they trade him to? They wouldn't trade him to the Penguins.
Who would they give us?
We trade him to the Blackhawks. I'm just kidding. They don't really
the Sharks? Not,
everybody's like, trade him to the Canadiens and get back Galchenyuk. I'm like, yeah, it's not happening.
Just because they have a French last name does not mean that they want to go
to... The man is getting married this summer to a Canadian goddess. He will not be going to any other team.
Yeah, doesn't he...
Ricky from Trailer Park Boys?
Doesn't he live
fucking
in
Ricky. I like Claude Giroux. He plays hockey.
What if he goes to Ottawa and plays with Bobby Ryan?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, sure.
We'll be trading him for Bobby Ryan.
Ottawa is an anomaly. They like, I don't know how they're in the standings right now.
Yeah, I mean, they...
Craig Anderson's been playing...
There was another stat, too, that said...
Remember Craig Anderson was a no-name backup?
The Flyers would have... I forget how many points, but if they played the Atlantic team... Like, if they were in the Atlantic division, their record would be so much better.
Well, actually, if you look at the standings, we our path to the playoffs would be way easier if we were using the old format, I believe.
Yes, which I don't know if you saw it, but Pierre LeBrun from... TSN Canada was talking about how, like, players or not players, the GMs and stuff are starting to consider going back to the old playoff format.
The Flyers would be.
They should have never changed it in the first place.
The Flyers.
Well, it's parody.
Actually, know what? They're 7 points. Actually, it'd be about the same as far as points go, but you wouldn't have the guaranteed, like, oh, they're going to make it. You know,
well, what they were saying is, like, so.
Just because you won your shitty division.
You want to come in. I think it's like you don't want to be in the top three in the Metropolitan Division because then you have to play, like, 2 and 3 have to play each other. So you want to be in the wild card spot so you can play somebody from the Atlantic.
Well, yeah, Pittsburgh and Columbus are going to play each other because
the Rangers are playing
Rangers benefit from an easier, like, points wise, an easier team to play against by being in the wild card spot, not
yeah.
The
they just want the wild card because football and baseball, basketball still is 1-3. I mean, I liked it better that way.
I don't understand why it's
left for
that
more
way.
Upsets though too. The AC could throw off the 1 seed. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. Plus, it makes you have 2 conferences. And the top 8 teams get in from each conference.
They also took... we were the Atlantic Division for how many years? And they took it away from us just because... Like, we put all the city-type teams in the Metropolitan. Yeah. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
There was no need to change it.
No,
like, okay, that's cool. That
there's also
spots,
nothing
like,
Atlantic about Ottawa.
Yeah. Except for, yeah.
It's near the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, it's as it's nearer that than the Indian Ocean, sure. But, like,
but I think... especially in the Metro... Or especially in the East, like... The point differences between the teams and like,
there's also
the
more teams
the
in the East, isn't there? So there's they have 14 teams in the West and there's 16 teams in the East, right? Yeah. So there's two.
All right, well,
there's
look,
same amount of playoff spots. We have 2 more teams. It's more competition for the East to get in.
Didn't we gain 2 and we gained who? Columbus
and Detroit.
Detroit and we traded away Winnipeg.
The Metropolitan has 3 teams that are over 100 points or at 100 points, and. Two teams
points or more.
Two teams that are at 90 or more. Shut up, asshole.
I wish the I could West, fart right now. Tell that asshole
the West up. Has the West has one team at 100 points and two teams over 90 points. So the West is considerably worse, but look at the stupid point totals. Like, if the Flyers were in the Western Conference, they'd have a real good shot.
This is bullshit.
Leave it to Cedric to wrap up my feelings on that one.
If their goalie...
Watch the wire, pussy.
If their goaltending had been any better...
But you can't blame it on the goaltending. I mean, Doyle's stat I mean, it's a lot of things, but yeah, that was better too. But also, if they could score better 5-on-5, they would have made it.
There was a stretch where our goaltending was not... helping us at all.
Yeah, right. I know.
You know what, though? Good
but
for us.
But then now we're getting destroyed.
But Drew had hip surgery, and like that affects the goaltending because, you know, you round over the nearest property and distribute or something.
That's true. The Flyers don't have the worst goal differential, though. That goes to Colorado
also,
at a minus 98.
Actually, look at Dallas, Dallas, Vancouver, Arizona. What a fall off for Dallas,
man.
Huh?
Damn. I don't know what happened because they weren't – the team didn't change that much from last year. They lost Oduya.
They still have
right?
Tyler
no,
Seguin.
They lost Trevor Daley. To the Penguins.
They have Tyler Seguin still, and they have Jamie Benn.
Back to the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
They lost Jordy Benn.
It's probably because their goalies stink, and they have like $10 million wrapped up in both of them.
Hey, maybe we can trade him the right
summation. Arizona's staying consistent, though.
They said he might go there because his goalie
coach
is there.
Yeah, makes sense. I don't know what the hell they're going to do with the two goalies they have, unless they hope one gets taken in the it's probably the best. One of them from Dallas is the best choice for the expansion draft.
Yeah, it's going to be nice when the expansion draft happens because we actually have something to talk about that week before we get back to drunken debates
Ben
in the
Bishop.
Summer. Good old Cramps McGillicuddy.
No, Ben Bishop's coming here.
Oh, God.
Everybody's saying it too. Actually, I did hear now it's Jonathan Bernier.
Ah, right.
I wouldn't mind him, but I'll...
Because everybody's saying Stolarz and What's-His-Face aren't ready.
Yeah, Stolarz has regressed. We went to that.
Why don't you
Leafs...
let him? But he regressed the AHL level. They'll bring him up to the Phantoms game or the NHL level, and him just back up.
We went to the Leafs home opener
because
that
Michael
Bernier opened
gonna
up
be
with
your
a
starter.
Shutout.
Oh, he was great that time. Yeah,
man,
bastard.
Carter Hart was just named WHL goaltender of the year.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. And just like Provorov was named.
And I don't see any reason why you wouldn't bring him up and start playing him right now.
I really think it's Russia's development.
Tomorrow
just say,
against Minnesota Wild.
Listen,
Minnesota.
Let's realistically, Provorov won WHL Defenseman of the Year. What happened?
He moves up.
Too good for the AHL.
Everybody said they should have never brought him up.
Right. So in seven games, we'll all yell about Carter Hart. We'll crush his spirit. We'll send him back down to juniors, and nobody will ever hear him again.
And that's like we'll do the Laviolette thing. We'll have a musical chairs thing, and then we'll sign.
Bishop.
We'll sign Marc-Andre Fleury to an insane amount
Ryan
of
Miller.
Money. Then, Ryan Miller. We'll do that. I mean, I
all
think
the stars,
there's
trade for Niemi.
There's more of a chance of us bringing Olaf Kolzig out of retirement than there is to get Ben Bishop on this team.
Think?
I'm sorry, Jeff.
Only the goalie?
Yeah. Or maybe a nice Chris Osgood.
Curtis Joseph. What are you doing?
Let's bring Eddie Belfour.
Just bring back Čechmánek.
Ah, dude, he probably would still do it. He's probably smoking cigarettes in a cave somewhere. Just like sitting there watching TV through his little Wi-Fi.
Smoking cigarettes in a cave.
He was apparently a nutcase. I could just see him just sitting there.
His owl comes back with a note. It's like Flyers want to resign.
Yeah, when they inducted
owl, shut the fuck up. You idiot.
When they inducted Desjardins into the Flyers Hall of Fame last year, I think it was Therrien was saying in one of the practices, Čechmánek hit somebody and was being an asshole. So then Desjardins told everybody to start taking shots at his head.
Yeah, and he probably just like motherfucking Americans. Not all American, Mr. Canadian. Shut up, God, dude. He was great though. He was a rookie. He was 29-year-old rookie.
But he was too old to win Calder.
Yeah.
Not the case for Artemi Panarin.
By the way, not that it really matters because it's meaningless. But they're trying to jam Zach Werenski into the Calder thing because it's definitely down between What's-His-Face and Line A.
Matthews.
Austin Matthews and Line A. But they're trying to jam in Zach Werenski from the Blue Jackets. Don't talk about Provorov.
It's because Provorov has a minus 20-something
right.
rating.
But he's the best all-around defenseman for his age group.
It's
playing
true.
With the worst all-around defenseman
points,
ever to play hockey
but
ever.
But scoring points gets you in there, dude. Ghost had a great year last year.
I don't know, man. Randy Jones
was
pretty bad.
Randy Jones was pretty bad.
Oh, whoa. You guys bite your fucking tongue.
But
he looked like the uncle from Bobby's World.
Provorov is having a respect.
He had his hair back in the day. There was a little mullet he had, slight little mullet.
Provorov is having a respective season with...
Yeah, kind of like, but like the animated version, not like the real.
With McDonald lugging him down.
Okay. Point taken, but no one really cares about that because points make the.
I feel like Werenski's playing with Seth Jones, so like.
He is, yeah.
But they traded him and Nashville doesn't care because he stinks.
That's true. He does stink.
According to Jeff.
He may be number three, but he's number two.
He's poop. Real high quality hockey analysis here.
Highbrow humor.
High brown humor.
I like doing eyebrow humor. I just do jokes about eyebrows.
Shut up.
You should pluck those bad boys.
Jesus.
But making a hockey, like, you should puck those. Just shut up, Drew.
Eyebrows at broadstreetbully.net. If you have any jokes for Drew.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. I'm sorry. I'm delusional. I've been like, I ain't sleep this week. I am fucking gay.
Dedrusional.
Okay, we're back. But you guys think Austin Matthews is going to win?
Probably.
I will tell you this, though.
It's got to be either him or Laine.
We will talk about this in the coming weeks when they start doing the Flyers Awards and we analyze those. However, I think Provorov's a shoe-in for the Barry Ashby Award for best
absolutely.
Flyers defenseman.
Or
McDonald, I think.
If
Hextall's picking is probably McDonald.
If the Leafs make the playoffs, I think Matthew wins. For sure.
Matthew or 100%. Matthews? Is he plural or singular?
Corey Matthews.
Corey Matthews. Shut the hell up. What are you, a Phillies fan too?
If the
Mr.
Leafs...
Feeney, what do I do? You're a teacher like every time I went somewhere.
Yeah.
What a shitty show.
You just follow me around like some sex offender.
Topanga.
I watch you from my backyard.
Topanga.
Which happens to be next
if I can be explicit, I let her sit on my face.
She was at a...
If she needed somewhere to sit. I'm not saying like for sexual reasons. I would just
oh,
get my
shit.
Face
no, a couple years ago.
I would just offer my face.
Yeah, just, you know.
A couple
what
years ago, she was
up.
In
no,
town at like McFadden's making out with chicks at bars.
McFadden's, you mean?
Yes.
McFadden's.
But she was like making out with chicks at bars trying to shed her wholesome Topanga image.
She got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
She did. It's like that Boy Meets World Valentine that said, I'd like to bang you.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's nice. Did you put the give him out in second grade?
Yeah.
To your
gave
teacher?
Gave him out to all the teachers and the janitor.
Dear Billy, I'm horny. P.S. I'm horny. Principal Anderson pulled off his glasses looking like. Mm-hmm.
Walk his fat ass into oncoming traffic.
Good play in traffic. That's such a great scene.
I watched it on, I think it was Spike TV, and they cut out the whole... that's Billy. He's retarded or something.
Of course it did. It can't
yeah,
make it.
But on Comedy Central at 10 o'clock, it was still in there.
Yeah, well, you know, because, you know, back then, if you show a movie now, I say imbecile or he's dumb. It's like, oh, okay, it's funny. But like 50 years ago, it's like, he's a dumb. He's an imbecile. It meant like, you know, oh, he's actually like mentally retarded or challenged.
Oh, God.
Which can't
Flapper's
say anymore.
Flapper's true.
Yeah, it's not even like it's
not even the right.
Ago.
Yeah, it just goes right. Back to the '20s.
I was going back to the twenties, thirties, forties, fifties. They all talk the same because the old actors like they all like thought like
well, the forties is the '20s, but 10 times faster.
Yeah, how about how? No, no, the Japs abominus.
The '40s is the '20s, but doubled.
Yeah,
you know the economy was going up so much with the GDP that came to world power and the Cold War.
Shut
was
up.
The production of our industry was so high.
Well, laying a whooping.
Yeah.
On the Japanese.
Yeah, we really did.
Our culture is a veteran.
Actually, Japan was able to rebuild pretty quickly after that because they were open to America jumping in and butting in because we went there and like did like a bunch of studies on all
Sony
the effects of the bomb.
Sony gave America a bunch of sex robots and then we helped build all their buildings.
That's not what happened, Jeff.
Have a robot that give a Yankee cranky.
They already industrialized pretty rapidly before that, which led to World War II. And then afterwards, this is for like history fans out there, they were able to use like more of a capitalistic society and like move towards a huge market and open up to other things. They were able to like make like their technology hub for a while.
They have like
Sony,
like
Nintendo, all the like the companies we like.
They have like no natural resources though, right? They have to.
Well, that's why they bombed Pearl Harbor because like they're one of the biggest. Their biggest resources, honestly, am I being like joking? Is like fish.
Yeah,
like Japanese fish for like their cuisine.
And then America hated jam bands, so.
Hey, you shut up! We love jam bands here. I'm going to put my fish posters all over this flyer shit, and you'll like it. I don't have any fish posters, actually. If you want to send a fish poster, call 1-800-PUCK-YEAH for my address. You can send them in.
Disclaimer, that's still not a working number.
One day we got to get it down, though. It would cost too
555-PUCK. Google Hangouts.
1-800-WOLFGANG-PUCK? No, it's stupid.
So, Flyers.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Listen here, new guy. We're talking World War II and Japanese
listen,
rebuilding.
Who's the hairiest flyer?
I'm over here for the Cold Gutis? War references.
Probably.
Yes.
Can we figure out some way to have him have a Wolfgang? And then Wolfgang we can actually do Wolfgang Puck?
Wolfgang, no.
What?
I don't like how you're going like all around different points here. I think we're all tired of you.
This is what happens when they play poorly.
Yeah, no, like the one time they were playing so bad in one of the first episodes, we had to talk about like Tinder stories for a while. Like it was the whole episode. But people liked it, I guess.
It was a bloodbath.
It was all right. So the Flyers' upcoming games, we'll talk about that,
okay,
I guess.
All right.
So tomorrow or tonight, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, they're playing Minnesota Wild, 8 o'clock.
They have went into a tailspin.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, they're not playing as well.
No.
Yeah, where all those people are saying we should never got rid of Ryan Waite now.
Yeah, well, you know, reactive in nature.
So
he scored a goal.
He scored like 10 goals, and he reminds me of a guy from Delco. It's like, yes, like, but watch, if he ever comes back here, there's gonna be a whole like narrative on Twitter, like, oh, he looks like a guy from Delco. Like, we started this shit like 2 years ago, fuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're always at the forefront of things, like John Bork's ties.
Yeah,
which John Bork has gotten very defensive about his
Drew being hurt. What else? We've said so many things over the years.
Unlike that,
so many things.
Unlike those last two things, I know for sure when we started Delco Ryan Waite. So
yeah. Absolutely. And yeah, the one guy we said that in the interview last year at the Xfinity was like, yeah, let's do that.
Yes.
So Minnesota on tonight. Saturday, this is a road trip still. They're going to Columbus for a 2 o'clock game because, you know, it's Ohio. Because why would it be Eastern time zone? 2 o'clock is such a weird time for a game.
There's got to be something going on in Columbus.
I guess. What? Nothing?
Well, like, who was the first game? Wild?
Yeah, Wild, and they're playing in Columbus Saturday. And then Sunday night at Pittsburgh for what will be, I believe, our last game of the season versus them.
They got a back-to-back against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Three losses.
Fuck. And this is going to wrap up the month because on Tuesday night, we have a home game with Ottawa coming to town. Then we'll be back here for our last episode for the month of March.
Steve Mason.
So it's going to be April before you know it, and the Flyers will probably have a very short April schedule.
Mason criticizing the team is going to light a fire. They're going to make the playoff run. Steve Mason's going to be the pariah. And then the Flyers are going
to
dump them.
Dude, if I have a reason to watch that Flyer Star Wars pump-up video again and actually it means something other than me just nerd-ranging, I will be happy. I showed that to a girl who likes Star Wars I was hanging out with a while ago, and it was around when Rogue One came out. And
she
I was like, is this cool? She's like, this is so corny. I'm like, shut the fuck up. It's so cool. I was like, trying to explain like the back. I'm like, listen, talk about the old story of the Jedi. Like, those are like all the old like Flyers greats, like Lindros and LeClaire.
I hate
and,
you
like,
so much. Eat bullies. These underwear.
And like, look, like, you know, the Sith, like the Dark was like Ovechkin and like, you know, Crosby. And then like, yeah, and like Snyder died. And like Simmons is like avenging. It's like, it's awesome.
Oh,
like,
right.
Okay.
Snyder's like one of those ghosts, stands around, the hologram ghosts.
And they change it. They change it later on to make it look more like Anakin, because like the original Anakin they had was not
Ed Snyder's.
Like,
they cut back to him, and it's just like Hugh Jackman, younger, better looking Ed Snyder
with glasses.
I'm the owner of the Flyers, Wolverine.
So stupid. Man. Anyway, so yeah, that's the schedule because the Flyers, I mean, who knows what's going
to
happen.
It's not ridiculous to think 3-0 with these new lineups they have.
And also, stay tuned next week. We should have, we might do another meet up and thing at Xfinity Live for one of the last home games of the year. We got back-to-back home games on
it's
the 8th and 9th.
The Saturday and Sunday, right? Saturday they're at home, and then Sunday
we're actually going to do this?
I think, yeah, why not, man? I think
we had a lot of fun last time.
Yeah,
no, I'll do it.
Sunday's a 7 o'clock game. Saturday's a 12:30 game. We're going to figure out what
we're going
to
do. Xfinity Live's going to be empty because
I think Sunday is an away game, though.
No, it's home.
Oh, Carolina's, shit.
It's a Sunday night, 7 o'clock
game. It's probably better Saturday.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We can do it. So that'll be fun. It'll be cool. But yeah, we'll have things. And also t-shirts are, we said on route.
We will have them.
Now they're actually like on the way here.
In shipping.
So yes.
Tracking numbers and all.
I have a tracking number. It's on its way. So, I would love to say, it was our fault. However, this person who did it really dropped the ball, and I don't care saying it because fuck you. We already paid for the shirts and we'll take our business elsewhere. We literally emailed her about this in January.
I don't really mind saying it, but fuck her.
Yeah. Or just fuck our company.
Controversial Drew, hashtag.
Hey, I'm always controversial. For example, I think mustard's overrated as a condiment. I'm more of a relish fan.
Yellow mustard's overrated.
Yeah, yellow mustard is.
Spicy mustard and stone ground mustard? Fantastic.
And that Grey Poupon?
Grey Poupon?
Nah, I don't like Grey Poupon.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay, so I believe we should pretty much go over right now our Lauren Hart waves of the week because it's about that time. Also, I want to real quick mention, Joe, I really enjoyed your article. Joe's been, we mentioned you before, but he's been writing articles on the site for the past couple weeks and about Flyers' chance.
Yes.
And all that stuff. I agree with some of them. I disagree with a couple, but I really liked I like the how you mentioned trade him. That's one of my trademarks.
The trade him chant's amazing.
The trade him chant is.
It's not really a chant. It's more of just me yelling like trade him, trade him.
Yeah. I mean, the best part about it is when you find somebody near you who completely takes you 100%
seriously.
Like the
13-year-old in front of me.
Yeah. What, are you kidding me, you idiot? Why would you ever trade Wade Simmons?
Don't you live in your mom's basement? No, shut up.
Dude, he's like their best player. He's like their best player.
Check out Joe's. Mostly releasing on Wednesday. So the day of, we record the show. Then Thursday, a nice little podcast to bring you back into the weekend with some Flyers talk or other things about, like, say, Japan and World War II or ISIS recruitment or a little back page reference. You never know what you're going to get here. We're like a box of chocolates. But mostly half fits Flyers. At least we try to. So anyway, without further ado.
Only half?
Maybe like three-fourths. Wait till the summer. It's going to be a shit show this summer.
The summer is going to be.
And it's going to be so hot
10%
up here.
Flyers.
We can't have the air conditioner running when the show's on. So I have to like this place.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Cool
it's
going to
get so sweaty.
I'm going to like get the place like cooled down for like 3 hours beforehand and then, like, all right, turn it off. All right, go. We have like an hour till it gets hot up here.
The episodes of this summer are going to be like, it's just going to be like, well, the Flyers had practice today. All right.
Yeah. Here's Josh Carr. We're going to left you knife the live stage play.
That's what it was before.
I'm a knife. I can't get a life. Ba-da-da-da. Right,
we should just have an episode of Josh just doing a bit the whole time.
That's what Josh is, a bit the whole time.
Yeah. It's the whole Josh Carter
chops
experience.
Thing. And
I'll make sure to bring my Miller Lite.
Coming at you live.
So anyway, without further ado, Lauren, here's the week. Joe, we're going to give you first dibs on it because, is that your someone's mic's being weird? Push your never mind. That's gone now. It's being a little fuzzy. So Joe, without further ado, you get the first waves of the week because you are the guest tonight, and I don't want anyone to steal your thunder. So without further ado, Joe, wave of the week for the person on the Flyers. The organization deserves a little bit of kudos for this week.
Ivan Provorov, for just having to deal with god awful Andrew McDonald all season, never complaining a single lyric to the beat writers. And just doing his goddamn job.
He says it with his eyes. No, Provorov says it with his eyes.
He does?
Yeah. You can see, like, every time they cut to him on the bench, he's just always like, I hate Andy McDonald.
Provorov eyes.
That could just
they
be
hate
pains.
Andrew McDonald watching his every move. Sorry.
Actually, it wasn't bad.
That's what you call a little improvisation.
Whoa! Did you just improv that on the spot?
Stop touching your goddamn mic cord.
I'm not touching it.
It is.
I will kill you.
Because you're holding the mic. Leave it stationary. The thing is going boom.
I'm not touching the wire.
But the wire's hitting your hoodie.
Oh my god, I swear with you.
I'm telling you, I know sound.
You're no sound is what it is.
Oh yeah, Jeff? No one ever once says about that?
Damn it.
Sometimes when you talk.
That's the sound, all right.
Anyway, fuck it. We're gonna go counterclockwise because fuck Jeff. All right, Doyle. It's doing it again.
I'm not touching it this time.
Yeah, it's definitely your mic.
I told you. Fuck. I know things. Blood on waves of the way.
I'm going to pick
your nose.
Got him.
Sean
Couturier. Oh, secondary assist man, he fucking sucks, apparently. Yeah.
He does.
Secondary assist man because of that awesome power move.
Yes.
Drain him.
Just power moves only. If he would play every game like that.
I don't know where he got that burst of speed from because I haven't seen him skate like that in a long time, but
yeah.
Look pretty good.
Dude, your mic is the worst.
I got to get another
camera. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
I'm just going to hold it like this for the rest of the time.
All right, good. Let's go into our 20 minutes then. Fuck the end of the show. We'll go over time. Actually, you brought up an interesting stat, I think, before the show started about Couturier, about his goals.
Oh, he has the most goals 5v5 on
there
the Flyers right now.
So, there's something to think about for all you haters out there. Oh, I'm sorry. I just can't see the haters. All right. And Drew, what are your Flyers waves of the week? Well, I'm glad you were up there, son. I really think... Actually, I have nothing. I will give it to... I'll give it to Max Talbot because he ate some serious elbow. And I do appreciate his years here. I do love him and miss him. And
I like it.
All the best and Godspeed.
Yeah, hopefully he's not.
Can you tell I didn't
concussed.
Really watch the game last night? Okay, good. Yeah, a couple other things to do. All right, Jeff.
Keith Jones for his excellent turn on morning radio.
His excellent turn.
Yeah.
What'd he do?
this morning on morning radio, he was just giving shit to Cataldi and Morgani the entire time.
You always wish you'd be the guy to give shit to Cataldi.
Exactly.
For those of you guys who aren't local, he's a local radio person. Now he's been here for
Sticks.
Years. And he just goes, oh, he just talks like he had a stroke all the time. Like, he's like a fat
he's
tongue.
He's hilarious.
He talks like Marinino did from Boston with his fat tongue.
He's hilarious just because of, like, he just doesn't make sense.
No. Yeah.
And he will talk about the Eagles any chance he gets. Actually, that's most radio guys, I feel like. Can't even hold that against him, really.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, they did,
he,
like, maybe...
Dude, he literally said that that's just ratings. It's the only
makes,
thing
yeah, well,
that people listen for is the Eagles.
You need Jerry from Port Richmond to call in.
Well, football is probably the most, like, inclusive as far as, like, different groups across all of America that watch it as far as, like, sports. So, like, it makes sense, yeah. And the Eagles, you know, we're still waiting for the elusive Super Bowl. And once they win, holy shit, it's
going
to be crazy.
Yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl with all those new receivers.
Burn the city down if that happens.
Burn this city.
Yeah, the Phillies won and there was riots. Imagine if the Flyers win. I don't really think there'd be many because, I don't know. The Phillies just like a one-time thing because it was like that hadn't been so many years. But
yeah,
the Eagles
that was a lot of fun.
The Eagles win is like the move house getting blown up. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
That's an 80s reference for you, for all you youngsters out there. Actually, it happened before I was born, but
the
still.
The police department firebombed an entire block of
yeah.
people.
Fuck them.
That's the move movement. The more you know.
Damn it, I'm never ready.
But they all really died.
All right, awesome, man. And,
feels good to do one of those.
Oh, my God. Yeah, doesn't it feel good? I don't know why I did it for so many times.
It
just feels good. It makes me feel good.
It's good.
Oh, man. Joe, man, thank you for coming on the show, man. It was so fun. Glad to have you on here finally. We have to have you on again. But, oh, shit. Do you know what time it is, Joe? Do you know what time it has to be to get out of here?
I don't know, Drew. Why don't you tell me what time it is?
It's time for...
Shibadoo bop bop. Tweet of the week. Yeah!
I want to bring out that time. It's Tweet of the Week, everybody. Everyone's favorite part of the show. We break down you, the people, the listeners, the Twitter users.
Every time. It's just the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah, I know. That's what's at the move house. Oh, callback. So Jeff has Tweet of the Week this week coming at you with Smoothie Jeff talk.
It's a two-part. Pete Blackburn tweeted a GIF
with the Godfather.
Of
with three.
Tuukka Rask skating off the ice and running down the tunnel after a loss to the Leafs. And he tweeted, Leafs may have won, but Tuukka Rask is about to do some damage to the visitors' locker room. And then the first reply was from Dumb Bozo at Dave Lozo. I know you're the GIF master, but how can you possibly tell from this that he's going to take a dump? Question mark.
It's the Häagen-Dazs ad on the left.
Don't forget the dental floss. Make sure you eat the Häagen-Dazs.
So, yeah, Tuukka Rask went off the ice, and everybody just assumed he's going to poop. He's no Ben Bishop, but he will do.
Hey, man, when someone's going to poop on the show, you know, we're going to possibly poop and bring it back.
Ben Bishop left the game because he had to poop.
Yeah.
That was your Tweet of the Week, everybody. Yeah.
Could you imagine being
Give
in net?
Give me, like, 20 minutes.
Could you imagine being in net, having the comes and goes?
Yeah. You're, like, up and down and up and down and stretching.
Just like the whole time.
There's been Joe Rogan talking about fighters like kicked in the stomach when they had to poop during the fight. Like imagine that UFC.
Oh, you just God. Get back to the locker room, just take your socks off because you're just full of poop.
Dude, I know as we're getting like disgusting here, but I usually take longer ones. I cannot imagine. Intermission would not be enough.
Drew's legs fall asleep when he's taking a poop.
No,
we got 3 minutes left.
He runs out of data on his cell phone.
With the squatty potty, I'm okay.
I'm not done checking my theme park or roller coaster tycoon. I can't go back yet.
All right, so Jeff, you got Song of the Week, I'm guessing.
I do. Do you?
Of course I do.
Dueling 83s?
Yeah. However, I did not do any pre-work for this one. I just thought of it on the way up the stairs, and I'm just going to go with it tonight. It's going to be old school Drew improvisation. So,
damn it.
It's too good.
The beginning of improvisation.
That's where it is. All right. So go ahead, Jeff.
Without further ado.
Watch Jeff's eyes during this one.
It's episode 83 tonight.
All right.
Drew sweaty every day of his life.
Oh.
Doyle's pancreas stinks all right.
Rhyme night and night.
The number 69 is nice. Thank you.
All right, not
Dude,
bad.
You're an
not
awful
bad.
Singer.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
The talent's in the rhymes, Doyle. The talent's in the rhymes.
You're like Dina Spumoni's writer. He writes, well, that's Sacagawea. We, sorry. Hey Arnold reference. For those of you who ever watched it, a great show. Need to be together. Dino Spumoni.
He doesn't sing Sacagawea.
No. By the end of it, the guy was singing, without Sacagawea, Sarkozy would still be in Duluth. Without you with me, baby, it'd be nothing. That's the truth. And the guy's like, oh, it's a great song, but like he can't. He wrote the melodies and the thing, but Dino had the voice. And the episode, they get back together because Arnold brings me like, hey, you guys were like always like the best songwriter combination.
Didn't
And Dino sung it. Thus then, sang at the end of the episode, Dino did sing it, Doyle.
So wasn't Dino Spumoni supposed to be Dean Martin or
yeah.
Frank Sinatra?
I think it was supposed to be Sinatra because wasn't there an episode where Helga tries to get like Nancy Spumoni like snow boots?
Yeah, yeah. They were kind of like a combination of both because like...
those boots are made
Dean,
for walking.
They called Dean Dino and all that stuff, so it's just, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, without further ado, this is Jeff's favorite band coming out of episode 83,
Fish.
Song of the Week.
Fish?
Oh, fuck, I went too... Sorry. I'm sorry about that, I told
off
you.
Off to a roaring start.
Like the Roaring Twenties.
Ah, yes. Breath control. best shit. Episode 83. Jeff gets no fucking pussy. He's gonna be a virgin until he's dead. And we're gonna laugh all night and drink in my bed. Jeff. Whatever. You suck. You suck. You suck. Stop texting. Look at me in the eye, you fucking bum. And I'm gonna give you a girl a back page to make you come. I don't know. That was just all off the dome. What the smooth jazz. That was Fish, yeah. And sorry I started a little late, and I apologize for the false start there. It won't happen again. Next week I'll be back to form.
All right. Well,
Jeff, I have a new Photoshop idea for you.
Oh, yeah?
Remember for him or opposite of Santa?
Yeah.
Well, Jeff can do it.
What can I butcher?
You can butcher...
the show more?
You know in Star Wars where when R2-D2 is showing the image of...
Leia saying, help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope.
Yes.
We have to change that. We have to put Provorov's face on Obi-Wan Kenobi.
All right, yeah, do that with like a blue overlay, so kind
of... We should also wait till there's a rumor of Flyer signing a really big free agent, like, help us, TJ Oshie, you're our only hope, or something like that.
All right, I can work on that.
Yeah.
I'll do it in between Diablo 3 sessions.
Oh my God. All right, guys, that's our show for the week. Joe, you got anything to plug or whatever, like your Twitter or anything?
Joe's
going like,
to be next to get stuck in the Diablo
Joe's
going to
send a letter of resignation like tomorrow morning.
I would like to announce that it was nice writing for a month. This is about the last time working for you guys. Nah, thanks for having me out, guys. I had a great time. I would like to throw out a shameless plug for frontstoopsports.com. That's my personal sports blog, which... basically gets everything from Broad Street Bully copied over to that I write at least. So yeah, if you are ever interested in checking out the same content from Broad Street Bully, check out
maybe your
Steve Sports.
Maybe your other buddies will get off their asses and actually help out. With
yeah,
this one, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Shout out to Pat Graham and Matt McNally. Write your fucking articles, thanks.
Yeah, so not just like throwing it in there. There's really no context for it. And that's pretty much it, guys. Also, just for all you South Jersey people out there, Philly people, the Bobby Ray's Tavern open mic by Starving Naked Comedy. It's coming back next Monday. Pew, pew, pew. Open mic comedy, free show, tacos, stuff, Guinness, beer, laughs, and lots
tacos
of farts.
Tacos and Guinness.
It sounded like tacos, stuff, to Guinness.
I was saying Al McGinnis. No, tacos, stuff, and Guinness.
Oh.
So yeah,
is like, Josh Carter going to be there?
Yeah, probably.
All right, I guess I'll go.
All right, Jesus. Yeah, thanks. Good friend Doyle over here. I'll support your budding comedy career, Drew. I'm not really budding right now, but it's okay. I mean, other things to do.
Where is it at again?
It's going to be at Bobby Ray's Tavern. And comedy and jokes. So that's what we're going to be doing. So yeah, come out. It's a free show. It starts at 8 o'clock-ish. And yeah, be there every Monday until next October. It's going to be a long haul. So Mondays are going to be more busy again.
Nice way to go through the listless flyer summer.
Yeah, really is. Mm. And there's lots of jokes and lots of smokers.
Lots of jokes.
And some midnight tokers, if you know what I mean.
Lots of farts and gwins.
No farts. Well, there are some farts, but no gwins. No
shaking
gwins.
Trees.
There we go. All right, guys. Thank you all for listening.
Fans storming the stage.
Keep reading Joe's articles. Hopefully the Flyers can pull off a miraculous make it to the playoffs like they did back in 2010. But
they won't.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
Let's just eat some celery and hang out. I'll catch you guys next week, episode 84.
It's the only food you burn, calories eating.
Ah, yes.
I think.
Actually, eating ass burns calories if you're...
unless you're getting the protein from the corn.
Ooh. Oh, it's getting gross now.
Dude.
This is going from...
Oh, this is where the line was crossed?
Yeah, Jesus. Just mess with your mic again so it makes a buzzing noise.
Have you ever had corn and then shit it out after?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's just the skin that doesn't break down. The insides breaks down.
I think back to the first episode where I was like, all right, we're going to be different. And we're not going to... We'll be like, we'll be having fun. And our main, we just make shit jokes.
It's so
and
corny.
Jeff loves it.
Joe, don't ever sell your fucking fight. All right, that's our show. We made a minute. We did an hour and 10 this week. If you want to listen to more, we're back every week on all the places you can get podcasts. And give us a review on iTunes if you so care. We like the 5-star reviews. Helps us out. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. And just do things, okay? Just enjoy your life.
Just do things.
You never know when the Flyer season will be over. We have a pretty good idea, probably April 9th, but you never know, so we'll see. Thanks, guys, for listening. Goodbye.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
And Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter at the BSB Podcast.